Hello and Yasu. Yes, you can still feel my Greek mood. I am back from the island of Crete and I had a great time, I must say. So, I have some interesting little snippets now for you. I travelled many miles, but a man travelled 800 miles to return a bag. A hotel employee took an 800-mile round trip to return a handbag to a woman who accidentally left it behind while staying in Scotland. Andrew Leggett from the Queen of the Loch pub at Loch Lomond drove to Reading in Berkshire to make sure that the bag got back to Sharon Bolton. Miss Bolton phoned the hotel having realised that she had lost it, but she told staff that the cost of a courier would be more than the bag was worth. But she said Leggett called her a few days later and completely floored her by telling her that he would drive it down. He was saying, "I heard what happened and I hope you don't mind, but I had a look through your bag and can see there are things in it which have sentimental value and that you really ought to have it," she added. Leggett said that he had returned the bag because it was the right thing to do. Now, he's a very good man and an honest man. So the next snippet is about a man who is not honest at all. Scam cash spent on Lowry sketch. A fraudster paid £31,500 for a L.S. Lowry sketch from the proceeds of a holiday investment scam that defrauded more than 3,000 people out of £28 million. The conspiracy, led by Mark Rowe, 54 years of age, operated under the brand Sell My Timeshare and targeted owners desperate to relinquish their properties. Investigators said Rowe put victims up in hotels and created fake virtual offices and fake personas as part of the fraud. Rowe of Los Blanquitos in Tenerife was sentenced in January to 7.5 years imprisonment after being found guilty of conspiracy to defraud. You might know by now that I like to tell you about auctions and antique items. And there was a Rolex watch which was from a channel swim, and it may fetch or has fetched £1 million. A watch worn by the first British woman to swim the English Channel is going to auction with an estimated selling price of almost £1 million. Mercedes Gleitz's Vindication Swim of 1927 was used to verify the engineering prowess of the Rolex Oyster, which survived more than 10 hours submerged in water. And the watch was sold by a descendant of Gleitze for £17,037 in 2000. In the year 2000, yes, and only now do we get to know about it. It's not about travelling or swimming, it's about queuing. Student jobs now include queuing. Did you know that? That's a new thing to me. Students in the 2020s are nearly twice as likely to have a side hustle as those who studied in 1980s, a survey has shown. According to research by Aviva, while 38% of those who studied in the 80s had a part-time job, the percentage rose to 65% among the 2020-2025 cohort. As well as conventional retail and bar jobs, more unusual side hustles reported in the survey included dressing up as a football mascot at weekends, standing in a queue for other people, and painting film backdrops. So, queuing can be a job now? Well, that's a new thing. Not for the toilet, please. Women always endure that. And women hope for the end of the loo queue. Women's urinals were launched. Yes, women's urinals will soon be available at festivals and events across Europe, the US and Australia, after a British startup raised nearly £1 million to launch them widely. The expansion of Peakwell was sparked by demand for events companies around the world. The investment in the Bristol-based company will be used to manufacture the next generation urinals, which can be flat-packed and exported around the globe. Feedback from women sparked other engineering improvements such as flippable occupied signs and an improved splashback. They will also be easier to drain and move. Well, well, well. Are you annoyed about different types of queues? Perhaps waiting on the telephone? Well, a man said, I was number 17,530 in the driving test queue. A grandfather who spent weeks trying to book a driving test for his grandson says the system is holding young people back from getting jobs. For weeks, Martin Drews from Wimborne in Dorset got up at 5:20 a.m. every Monday to try to secure a test appointment on the Driver and Vehicle Standards Agency website. On one occasion, he was number 17,530 in the queue, but after 90 minutes, a message flashed up saying that he was an internet bot and he was kicked out of the system. So the DVSA told the BBC that it was taking decisive action to reduce driving test waiting times by making more tests available. Will that be the end of the queue? Well, there's light at the end of the tunnel in Northern Ireland. A 33% drop in hospital appointments wait. And the number of people waiting more than 4 years for an outpatient appointment in Northern Ireland has fallen by almost a quarter. The drop recorded between April and September was equivalent to 24,811 fewer patients. The number waiting more than 4 years for treatment fell by 33%. So stay with me, please. I'm talking about health. Newborns to get genetic screening. Newborn babies in England will be routinely screened for a rare genetic condition that can cause long-term health problems if left untreated, officials have announced. Hereditary tyrosinemia type 1 prevents the normal breakdown of protein in food and affects around 1 in 7 babies a year in the UK. If untreated, the condition can lead to complications such as organ damage and liver failure. And the screening is part of the blood test offered 5 days after birth, NHS England said. And there is a cancer screening to save babies' sight. Yes, in England. A baby with a rare eye cancer is expected to have his sight saved thanks to a new screening tool which is being assessed for widespread use. Families across England are taking part in a world-leading research study which is screening 100,000 newborn babies for dozens of genetic conditions. And Freddie Underhay was diagnosed with hereditary retinoblastoma 4 weeks after he was born at Sheffield Teaching Hospital in April. And Freddie's father, Joey Underhay, said that taking part in the study had changed his son's future life phenomenally. So what else harms eyesight? Even pollution. Pollution harms children's eyesight. Clean air is key not just for children's respiratory health, but also for their eyesight, researchers have found. Exposure to lower levels of air pollutants, nitrogen dioxide and fine particulate matter, is associated with how well children can see without glasses, at University of Birmingham study in PNAS Nexus has found. The findings suggest reducing pollutant exposure could slow the progression of myopia. I hope I spell that right or say that right. Professor Zongo Shi, who co-supervised the study, said, while genetics and screen time are long recognized as contributors to childhood myopia, this study is among the first to isolate air pollution as a meaningful risk factor. Researchers discovered children who lived in areas with cleaner air had better vision. Primary school pupils were the most sensitive to air pollution. It's all news. And there's a new finding in dealing with pollution. Well, that goes in the direction of deadly snakes can help sniff out pollution. One of the world's deadliest snakes can help sniff out pollution, according to research. Black mambas could prove key players in tracking pollution, while at the same time keeping ecosystems healthy, as it has been found to, that heavy metals such as lead, arsenic, cadmium and mercury accumulate in their scales. And the findings of the study, published in the journal Environmental Pollution, mean that researchers can use scale clippings from the snakes that accurately measure environmental pollution levels without harming the serpents. So from snakes to penguins. There is a plea to free 15 penguins. Animal welfare campaigners have called for the release of 15 penguins trapped in a basement without sunlight and fresh air at the Sea Life London Aquarium. One of the protesters, former Undertone singer Feargal Sharkey, dared the owner Merlin Entertainment's boss to swap places with the birds to find out how it is to live without sunlight and fresh air. So I hope that gets sorted soon. And from penguins, I go to sheep. Sheep invaded Madrid. Shepherds guided hundreds of sheep and goats through central Madrid in the Transhumans Festival, which celebrates historic cattle trails and ancient grazing rights, increasingly threatened by urban sprawl. And if you can't run quick enough to escape the sheep or the goats, it's best to exercise. Yes, exercise for knees is aerobic. A study has found that the best exercise for treating a knee condition are likely to be walking, cycling or swimming. Research published in the British Medical Journal found that aerobic exercises are best for treating knee pain caused by osteoarthritis. Osteoarthritis occurs when the protective cartilage on the ends of bones wears away, causing pain, swelling and impaired movement. Nearly 30% of people over the age of 45 show evidence of knee osteoarthritis on x-rays. And with the advice to take care of your well-being and health, there is a warning attached. The flu season has come early. Yes, experts warn to take action. People are being urged to get their flu jab after official data suggested that the flu season has started early. The UK Health Security Agency said eligible groups should make sure they get their jab on the NHS amid signs that flu cases are increasingly early, with hospital admissions also starting to rise. So enjoy the autumn and dress warm. I'll have a cup of tea now and say goodbye. It's goodbye from me, from Uta.